What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Shiraz, which simply says this: all of our loved ones, if Jesus were to come tonight, before you and I,
you can hear the gospel and you don't feel anything, then you are in your most dangerous position.
Times six.
Time's wasting.
Yeah, there we go. Boom, boom. I don't see no...
I don't see no...
There it went.
All
right, we good.
We got
the...
A hip hop. A hip into the hip into the hip, hip hop.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Woke up looking like this, so don't get under my skin.
That's right. Something like that.
Yeah.
Hey, the thing's not moving anymore.
It's not moving. Not moving.
Not moving
anymore. Clap your hands a little bit.
Hop, hop.
Clap your ass,
say
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Here we go.
Got some ass for you.
Man.
Watch it. Watch it now.
Hiya, 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 heads.
What it do?
Welcome you to this porch talk.
Hey, y'all, come gather around and I'll tell the tale of Maker's Mound. Here stands a warning to a man, don't ever dare to raise your hand against the one from o'er the sea, made everything we'll ever be. Here lies Ford, what's left to him is buried in the alkaline. Jim was born in 24 and he worked the farm till he was poor, then struck out for the golden land, King James Bible in his hand. Gonna tell the tale to all the folks, keep them all from going broke. The good Lord helps a righteous man, just drop y'all nickels in the pan. The good word spread and he earned his bread, it traveled across the great Midwest, giving sermons in a tent, the ladies call him heaven sent. He could drive the devils underground, could pull the rain down from the clouds. And never was a heresy when Jimmy took the stage to speak. Brother Ford, Leviticus, had been out in the underbrush. He'd walked the desert 40 days, gone out searching for the flame. He heard it burned on Moses' salt. He took his dogs and set a watch. Come home blinded and half lame, nothing left but for his name. The folks was telling Brother Ford about the man who had the words coming to their little town, revival at the Maker's Mound. Preacher Jim, they said to him, can make the wicked pure again. Slinging that divining rod, he is sure the right-hand man of God.
Yeah.
you could see. Not a cloud up in the sky. Well, it hadn't rained for 50 nights. Crops were dust, the wells were dry, and there were no saline for to cry. Preacher Jim, he took the stage and set aside his traveling case. Now what I got here, said to them, the answer to the wicked man. Well, I know he's waiting in his place. So let him come up toward the stage. Now look around, good people of the town that God forgot to love. For one among you stands within the circle of the devil's kin. Brother Ford, though blind was he, could hear the preacher's words and see that he was just a charlatan, not the man he claimed to be. He stood up on his bamboo cane and let his voice out to exclaim, go the back from whence you came, I know your other name. Now Preacher Jim threw back his head and laughed until his face was red. He said, oh man, you proselyte, we never met before tonight. Like, and read it on your face, we'll see that you've been stricken lame. Wherefore you've been seeking out the holy fire God. Brother Ford opened his eyes, the pupils dead and faded white. He said, I walked among the wolves, the coyotes, and the tumblewood. Like, I seen the burning bramble tree, and I heard the voice of God to speak. He told me there's a sinfulness can never be undone. Out of stave, the town folk all were still as dirt. And Preacher Jim took off his shirt. He indicated on his chest a bloody wound was never dressed. In the place where was his heart was darkness and nothing more. Now, Brother Ford, Leviticus is given unto wickedness, and anyone can plainly see the sacrifice that I have made for thee. Now God has brought him from the sands, and here before you, Ford does stand a symbol of your greatest sin. So rise, tear him limb from limb. Fish the maker's line, who dared to drink the maker's wine, who dared to seek the maker's flame, who dared to speak the maker's name. Here lies Ford, what's left of him is buried in the alkaline.
Porch Fest is upon us. April 17th, 18th, 19th. Not even a little over a month away.
I was about to say, man, it's right around the corner. Dude, my birthday's the 16th.
Well, that's a hell of a party we're going to have.
Okay. Well, happy birthday.
Yeah,
man. Very cool.
Party.
We'll go get into all of that. We're going to save some of this for later, but I want to tell you about that. For starters, John, what's up?
What'd it do, man?
Stole a sip from you. How you feel about that?
I mean, this could have been worse. Could have stole the whole thing, I guess.
Nanny, what's up, dude?
We here, we rolling, we making it happen.
Yeah. Dude, it's good to be back, Porch Talk. I have been on the rag, I've been on the ring, I've been out and about.
You didn't know men too could also be on the rag.
Do you need nasal spray?
Do I need nasal spray? I'm having hot flashes. thank you.
Grease lightning.
John had a hot flash on the way.
Yeah, I thought I was going to die for a minute. Like, I could still breathe out of my mouth, right? But I couldn't breathe out of my nose, and it was like I wasn't getting enough air through my mouth. So I'm like, I can't fucking breathe. And then I, like, started sweating because I couldn't breathe, which I was breathing the whole time through my mouth, you know, as you do. And, I don't know, dude. I just died, I think. I think I died a little bit.
You did. Because you were fine, and all of a sudden you were just like, we got to pull over. I got to get out of here.
I am like, what? About to bust out of this car, man.
He was fucking claustrophobic.
I was sitting in the back seat, and I didn't understand what the hell is going on.
What is going on here?
Well, we use this rock wool shit at work, right, for the clones. And we had to make up a whole bunch of trays, and it just got all up in my sinuses, dude.
You ever heard of a mask? Made
of fiberglass or something?
Masks don't work.
Was it made of fiberglass or what?
It's rock wool, so yeah, basically fiberglass.
Okay, well, yeah. Yeah.
And it,
mask would help a little.
That's what they said. 2 weeks to slow the curve.
Yeah, exactly. That'll help a little.
I mean, it's a little different.
I know.
It's a little different.
Yeah, they put off like a pollen almost.
I'm not telling you to put like one of those blue masks on.
No, I want to wear one that's got like a
respirator.
You need like the Breaking Bad with the pink. Yeah, like, with the pink.
We're cooking.
Yeah, wearing on my chin.
Yeah, you're making soap.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about like even maybe some goggles.
No, well, see, I have glasses, so the eye thing is not that big a deal. But we did 60 trays. So 60 by 72.
That's a lot.
What does that mean?
That's a big number.
60 by 72.
That's
a big number.
370.
Yeah.
All right, Rain Man.
Yeah, fucking Rain Man. Let me try some sticks.
Definitely 36 matches.
How many sips is this going to take? We would like to thank Ghost.
All right.
Yeah.
Ghost ended up, not the band.
Well, maybe we would like to. Thank you.
I like Ghost BC more than Radio does. Ghost.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. What a time to be alive. Carry on.
Dude, I'm gonna be honest.
I forgot where I was. What was I even doing?
Oh.
But yeah, we had to pull off, right? Because I was dying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I blew out this yellow fucking snot rocket on the side of the road.
And it is.
And that made it better.
I called him Pikachu.
For about 10 minutes. And then we were driving. I'm like, God, this is the longest fucking trip from Tuscaloosa ever. We're never going to get out of here.
Man, we parked at the store. He jumped out. He's like, I'll see y'all in hell.
Yeah, I'll see y'all in
hell. He would go.
Fucking jetted the Dollar General and bought this nasal spray. And it has been the best thing I did today. I'm going to tell you.
You feeling all
right? Dude, I'm feeling good right now. It's nice. It's probably all the amphetamines that's in the nasal spray. You know, it's like.
Is that what's in them?
Oh, it's all that red phosphorus.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I want to tell you, man, there's quite a bit been going on around the town, a lot of going on around the world. I don't want to spend a whole lot of time about the war.
The war.
The who? I mean,
you support the war?
The war.
Gas prices.
Gas prices has gone up like a motherfucker.
That's the only thing that's affected us so far.
Like 49 cents.
Like I knew that was
going to
happen.
So
I told y'all.
So I am currently supporting the war.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's good for drinking, I guess. We're
buying the gas.
buying the 87 octane.
I'm buying the lowest octane I can find.
The war.
Day. Yep. I'm using all my points.
Yeah. So how many sprint rewards I got?
Like, come on, I can't even get a quarter tank.
And I hear that we're bombing sand paintings.
Oh, hell yeah. That sounds good.
Sand art?
And they said that they had like Google Earth or whatever that the Iranian army, whatever,
They identify themselves as sand with sand paintings?
I don't know.
Perhaps.
Maybe. That's cool.
Remains to be seen. But on Google Earth, it had paintings of like an F-14 bomber.
Hell yes.
But they were actually like stored underground. And so they bombed the paintings, which was our tax dollars at work.
Hey, I love seeing y'all's tax dollars hard at work.
So glad.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. I do like property tax. When you get the check, you get to see like where it actually goes.
Really?
It goes to good things.
Oh, yeah.
Can't say so much about the federal. Thank you very much.
Woo.
What the hell are we doing? In other news, just around the town, Fear Factor.
Fear Factor. The new one.
The new Fear Factor is on point.
You watched that? Not Joe Rogan. I'm talking about
Johnny Knoxville, Jackass, Fear Factor,
Big Brother, everything rolled in one. Yeah, it's crazy.
It's the weirdest good. Shit on TV. Yeah.
I told y'all I went back and watched fucking 2001 Joe Rogan first episode one. I was like, man, it's come a long way.
This is rough.
Yeah,
Joe Rogan.
Like, and the challenges were so easy. It was like, what the hell?
You've got to walk on three nails.
Yeah, it's like, no.
What?
It's like, I'd have done that for $50,000. It was $50,000 then. So, you know, which was a chunk of change.
Well, you remember the first Survivor was $1 million.
Yeah.
And they had to be out there for fucking an undetermined amount of time.
Yeah,
it kind of adds that Survivor flair to it because, like, they started out in teams, but it's not. They're playing Big Brother, like, they're all staying in the same house, but.
It's a strategy game.
Yeah, if you start watching it right now, it's like on episode 6, like, you're halfway through.
Yeah.
In every episode, the game changes a little bit, so it gets a little kookier. You got Johnny Knoxville kind of hosting it. He's perfect for it.
Yeah, he's great.
He's probably the only person.
Because you know the whole main thing is that if everybody turned down a challenge, the host has to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's part of the whole thing. So I remember there was one, at least one episode whenever, you know, Joe Rogan did it and everybody turned it down. He's like, all right, well, fuck it. Mm-hmm. Here we go. We're doing it, you know.
Fear's not a factor for me.
Yeah, that kind of thing. So fucking Johnny Knoxville do it. He wouldn't give a shit.
Yeah, so
I don't know, man. He has been on interviews and stuff saying he's having to take it easy these days.
Well, I get it. We all getting old, man.
He licked the.
I mean, he looks like goddamn
flash water. The electric flash water.
He looks like damn.
Oh, he looked chill. During
the 24 hours of pain. He went down
on them like the lottery. He was a 16-year-old at prom, dude.
Yeah.
The new Jackass coming.
Yeah, that's going to be badass.
Yeah.
Do you make... let me stop you right here. You watch these hatresses, is what I call them, on the YouTube. Did y'all know that Steve-O won a celebrity Mr. Beast contest last year?
What?
I had no idea.
Ever since Steve-O got sober, I didn't even know
that was a thing.
Yeah.
I don't really follow him as much because he's not as, you know.
Well, look, that's what he's been on. And so, like, there's a new Jackass coming out after Jackass Forever, which he claimed during the Joe Rogan interview that was like 2022 was like peak, what he thought was peak career moment, even though it was probably 2002. And because everything was coming out, he was doing his bucket list tour, which was like things too gross or they wouldn't do on Jackass.
Yeah.
Jacking off and jumping out of an airplane.
Jumping jacks.
Things they couldn't do on Jackass also.
Yeah. Shitting in a fan. That was it. If you haven't seen it.
We're not doing this.
You can see why.
God, that unlocked a core fucking memory right there. Steve-O shitting in the fan.
That was on the. Yep. That was part of the tour.
Yeah. I remember seeing that, and I remember being like, "That is fucking gross."
But he's been on an apology tour, because I think the new Jackass movie's coming out. I think Bam's probably gonna be. I think we talked about it a little bit.
I think we talked about Bam being possibly being.
I hope they do invite Bam.
Same Steve-O is like 52, I think, and you're just kind of moving around and just, I don't know, he's going on all the podcasts, and it seems like gearing up for this. And also, I mean, you think about, like, people kind of in that same kind of position, like Carrot Top. Carrot Top's does all right. He's like, what, Las Vegas?
Oh, yeah, he's dead.
Like, you don't ever hear Carrot Top complain about stuff. He's got fans. He does his thing.
He's happy.
He's happy.
Yep. He's happy.
Yep.
It's like, I mean, what, like, what are you trying to be? It seems like that whole Austin thing, the podcast thing, shit. Even in that area, and even it burns out since COVID, like, it seems like everything's kind of, like, spiraling out, and, I mean, it seems like that's over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they don't know how to deal.
Well, I mean, you got to cling. Once you've been famous, man, you got to figure out ways to stay that way.
Yeah, if you can't just keep going on the same gravy train, you gotta figure something else out.
Figure out new ways.
I mean, and by the way, I mean, I appreciate the 30 views that we get. I'm not saying that this is a big deal, but like I've, for the sake of doing it, I was listening to Alec, New Era Lab. I'll give him a little press. I want to have him on the show, Hawkins, to talk about his new idea. And they just had a show last night at Munson's with Heart of Road, Dirty Presley. And
I heard it was nice.
White Hawk. Inside shows, Rainy. I heard it was a pretty good time.
I heard it was a good time.
Heard it kind of ruled.
Yep.
And I'm pretty sure it did roll.
I'm pretty, dude.
He was describing something about like the local area and like anthropology and the reason why you know things and the reason why you know the area. And he was describing like recording and making records. And I was like, yeah, I've been doing that for 8 years. And so like, I wonder like where I am like with that. And I'm also, I was under the consideration.
Hey, spit it out, buddy.
Use your words.
I don't know. Do we take a break? Do we change gears? Do we?
Full throttle, man.
Full fucking throttle. Double down. Mm-hmm. Punch them in the nuts.
It's the only way to go.
Punch them in the nuts with a bag of joints.
Well, it's not about like competition. It's just like, how did that? How do you?
How do you get to that full throttle?
No. It's like, how do you, like...
With the NOS.
No, we've been doing that.
Oh, yeah. No, you got to hit it harder. Harder and harder. It's always harder.
You just keep going.
I don't have any harder to give right now, John. That's what I'm saying. I was like, I think like a...
Need some Cialis.
Yeah, we'll get you some Cialis, baby.
I think we're kind of where we're at with... how we're doing the episodes. Like, I'm not road dogging. Just like I'm not traveling band no more.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I get that.
Like,
I mean,
I've got enough shit to do.
Yeah.
You've got a lot on your plate, for sure.
Tons of shit.
I get it.
But.
Yeah. I think we're at a happy medium, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not over the top, but it's, you know, hey. We're where we are.
Fuck me, dude.
Got three.
No, thank you.
No, that's not my body. That's not what I want. I know somebody that'd be willing to for a few cigarettes.
Appreciate that. Cheers.
I might need that number, Joe.
No, you don't want this one.
Oh, okay.
Had to go get it out to county.
Yeah,
well, I don't know. I was just considering it. It was like, if a break was needed, or if like we just changed the trajectory, or like I was just thinking about the future of the show. Because I mean, the show has evolved. That's why we never really bothered changing the name. We just kind of sectioned things off for what they were. And with the website and everything about to drop, I'm trying to figure out how to better break everything down, like whether it be by season or how it correlates. And I'm sorry to like talk show in the show. Shit, that sucks.
Talking shop in the show.
This is so interesting, buddy.
Hey. It's where we're going with it, though.
Yeah.
It's where we're going with it.
I don't know. I mean, that's...
We're going to figure it out. Maybe we'll get some tips from other people. You know, what do y'all want
to do? I feel like you need to get a new computer.
Tell us. We've already established this, John. Yeah. We know this. And it's going to happen. Yeah, he's got means now.
I feel like I got a Windows 95. Might work a little better than this one.
I'm gonna miss it.
Am gonna miss
it. He's been working on DOS so long.
Do you know how many times that computer has gone dead in between us?
Hey, John. Don't talk too hard. We're in the middle of one right now.
Yeah, please.
I was going to say.
Don't hear you.
Please don't.
No, I'm talking about not going. I'm talking about with us fucking passed out.
Oh, it kept going.
Yeah. The computer was still there hitting red.
It did.
The red dock was dicking, and we was just.
Rolling it out.
And then I was, then I was a lot bigger back then, so I had sleep apnea. So it would go. I would stop breathing for a little while. Be.
Damn.
So it's gonna have to stay. It's gonna have to be like corner computer. It's gonna have to be like corner camera.
We're gonna put it in a shadow box.
Yeah.
Frame it up in the corner.
It's got so much shit on it.
I'm going to preserve the hard drive.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It has to be. Like, that's where all the music is.
Yeah. Where is that?
Yeah.
That's got, like, a whole decade of music that's, like, the anthropological, whatever.
Man, I shouldn't have sold that six terabyte.
Yeah, maybe you should have kept that six terabyte kept all of that. Storage box.
I still got a 2 terabyte, so maybe.
I don't know. There's a lot of music, buddy.
Yeah, I know. Well, I doubt that motherfucker's got damn 6 terabytes on it.
God, if it did, you could imagine you could hear
thing,
it going.
That thing would have cost you damn $6 million back then with six terabytes on it.
And if he like added terabytes to, it would be.
Yeah, it wouldn't know what to think. It'd be like, what? And like you gave it damn 16 hits of acid and a damn bump.
It would be like a solid state hard drive with a scratch on it.
like, how's that even happen? Yeah, but anyway, we're getting there.
Music. Oh man, I've been in such a slump. I haven't really been listening to anything but Red Bar, but. Like to get hyped up.
That is a slump.
I was gonna say, man, there's way better shit out there.
That is a slump for sure.
Okay.
I'll give you some recommendations.
I enjoy it, Mama.
I've been listening.
You show me your boobies, and I
enjoy it. But been getting back in the mood, and I'll tell you, it's Great Peacock. This is not Porch Talk bound, but some will be. They're not active right now. It's almost like me telling you about the Dexteens or, you know, like the Blips. But it's still, like, really good music that you could listen to. Like, Great Peacock is really good if you haven't checked them out. It's, like, really good, like, Americana folk rock.
Hell yeah, that's what
It really rules. Great guys too, if you haven't checked them out. Big plug for them. And like I say, not active right now. They may be active, but you know, it seems like they're kind of doing their own thing. They're getting married and jobs and
gross.
So who knows?
Gross.
But I'm happy for them.
That's not fun.
But
at all.
Great Peacock. Check them out, dude. I love them. Hey Sop. They will be at Porch Fest on Sunday.
Sunday's looking up, guys.
Don't miss a Sunday show.
Yeah, Sunday's going to be it. Well, of course, the whole weekend. But, you know, you've got this Sunday.
Rich Henderson.
Oh, man. Excited about that. Excited about old Hayden.
Hayden Hunter and the Yearly Trials.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. And Taylor. I mean, hell.
Taylor Hollins.
I mean, come on, man. It's gonna be a good weekend.
Will Stewart.
It's gonna be a good weekend. Either way you look at it. It's
Tyler Tisdale.
Yeah.
Band.
Oh yeah. Duh. Yeah.
Band.
Yeah. Yeah.
Elliot Devon.
Elliot, yes, exactly. Got all this.
We could go on and on and on.
For real.
It's It's going to be a great time at Porch Fest. $10 days.
15.
20.
15 if you see me and John. Yeah.
20 for the weekend.
30 if 25. You see me and John.
Okay. And so.
Now we had 30 because we got to, you know.
Yeah, tips. We split. Well, you tipped the doorman. Yeah. That's our jobs. So that's how they ever get paid.
I will not. I will make sure not a single hair is stuck with the wristband. I did it for years. I'm a veteran.
I can't guarantee that.
I can guarantee that. That'll be what them extra dollars is for. No hair. It'll slide around like your watch.
There you are.
I mean, unless you like hair pulling, then come see me.
Yeah, if you like the hair being pulled, come see Danny.
We got both sides of the spectrum.
Yeah, I can pull some hair now.
If you'll be somewhere in the middle. I don't know.
I'm just mad. I'm just mad because I ain't got none.
Yeah, I try and pull it off your head so I can have it.
That's what happens.
Movies.
I tried to watch that the new Jurassic Park from 2025. It is so bad.
Says yeah.
No, I don't. I don't even know that I made it that far to actually see the dinosaurs.
I fell asleep. Credits. I know who's in it now.
No, I made it a little farther than that, man. But damn, it wasn't good. Whatever the song is, you know the one. The instrumental song.
Is it the same as all of them?
It's all the same. And then they're like, "We have to get the apex predators," and I'm like,
"You lost me."
What? And then
they've evolved, John. It's not just dinosaurs now. They're fucking Transformers now.
They're not supposed to be able to procreate, but they're doing something.
They become like super, yeah.
Yeah, super. They're like laying eggs and shit, and they're mammals. I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird.
Reptiles. Yeah, like, I don't know.
Yeah, just never know.
They're birds, really.
They're birds. Yeah. Pterodactyls.
Nah, I think dinosaurs are birds.
They are. They're big chickens.
We talked about it, but just flashback, like you bring up Jurassic World, Tubi, Anaconda. Somehow, as cheesy as it is, like the acting cast. I know we talked about this, but like that's just another. But I went back and watched. I was a huge fan of. Y'all remember Snatch?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt.
Yep.
You had I think Jason Statham. He kind of narrated it.
You know, Mafia used a sample off of Snatch or Project Pat, one or the other. They did. It's all the same. Yeah, but still.
Yeah, they people that be fucking clicking guns right now. They heard that. What did you say?
We love you.
Yeah, we love all of it. Yeah, for real.
Respect, brother. For real.
what I grew up with.
Shit.
What the hell?
I mean, we Memphis bound. We right here. We neighbors, man. Shit.
Memphis.
We little Memphis right over here.
You know, the Memphis rap scene is still just as big now.
Oh, yeah.
Just as big now as it was back then in Memphis.
Well, yeah, because it's all the people that grew up with it are grown.
Yeah.
That's why.
And it's, they're still doing it old school up there. They're going to people's houses and recording shit.
They doing it hood style, for real.
Like old school,
how you did it in somebody's 90s. Basement. Yeah.
Like the real Swisher House recordings and shit. Yeah. When they're selling pre-rolled blunts out the window and shit.
I try to get their record out there.
Yeah.
still got burnt CDs they handing out.
No, you will get fucking CD mixtapes in Memphis. For real.
I know. I've gotten one through my window. Oh, thanks, man.
Hey, bro, get my mixtape. I ain't got
no damn CD player in this motherfucker.
How the fuck am I going to play this?
Like, man, can you text it to me?
you got a digital copy?
Got that on distro,
is on Spotify? Or I mean, you got SoundCloud? Anything I can maybe put it through?
Something, anything, man. Shit. Yeah. Ain't got this archaic device. It's a CD, bro.
You know, most people miss. You know, they still got CD players in their car.
Shit, I wish I still had a CD player in my car.
Yeah. I mean, I took for granted my old car had one, and I never used it.
I do, and it don't work.
See, you have an excuse.
Oh, golly.
Time for that write-off.
How's that say, appreciation. Man? How's that say, man? You need to get you some better earbuds. Like, maybe get them. Maybe get them fucking.
Ooh, don't get me fucking jammed up on that shit, Joe. That fucking pissed me the fuck off, dude. These businessmen, dude. I can't stand this shit. They own their shit.
Yeah.
I can't stand this shit.
Yep, they own the phone the whole damn time trying
to get them. They're driving down. It's like a damn realtor, dude, or like a damn businessman trying to sell. Driving down the fucking highway to two. I know I can see the background. Like,
yeah.
Looking at the fucking phone driving down. Are you fucking
or they got
illegal?
Or they got it matted up. I saw somebody doing fucking, like, I don't know, doing something.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
It's a strange shift, isn't it? The parent who raised you needs some help, and you want to be there. With Care.com, you don't have to do it alone. Whether you're clear on the kind of care your aging loved one needs or still figuring it out, we've got support. Find background-checked in-home senior caregivers for anything from companionship to dementia care, or browse senior living communities, read reviews, even schedule a tour. Plus, access to safety checks to help with your peace of mind. Still not sure what's best? Our senior care advisors, who are all master's-level social workers, can help you build a plan. For a limited time, use the code LISTEN20 for 20% off your initial Care.com subscription. That's LISTEN20, all one word, good for 20% off. Start your senior care journey with confidence.
The fucking jail!
Scrolling fucking TikTok on a day.
Be like, you might as well pick up a Bud Light to me, buddy. Straight to jail. Illegal.
I watched movies while I was driving, so I can't say shit. Yeah, well,
oh, man.
I do whatnot while I drive, so.
Illegal.
Dude, when I was transporting prisoners, this was before, you know, all this new technology we have now.
Yeah.
Dude, we would have a 3-ring binder full of paper. Oh, yeah. We would be flipping through.
Man, no, that was like back in the day when we had the fucking CDs. Yeah, it was like we were flat. We all on the passenger side going, "What we gonna watch next?" We just
we would have like 30 pages of maps, and we would have all this shit, and we would be going through while we were driving in fucking city traffic.
Yeah.
Next trip we go on, I want to do it like old school. Like
old
that.
School?
I want to do
hell
it like
yes.
on maps.
Hell
map, and we got to have
yes.
a visor with the
yeah,
CD.
Hell yeah. Like, do it old school. Like, I do want to get an up-to-date map, though.
Cause so you'll need that.
We go with 1999 styles. We're going to part of that in 1999.
Like, there ain't shit on any of these roads. Like, that one's where the fuck are we?
Let's take a trip up to Louisville, Kentucky and do it old school.
Like, how old is this map?
Oh, that would be beautiful. That would be so beautiful.
We would probably wouldn't even need a map.
No, I know the way. Yeah.
Just go.
Just fucking drive.
Just drive north.
Don't look at the phone at all. Just do it
just
old
drive.
School.
Just be like, damn, I wonder where we need to go. Oh, there's a sign. What does it say? What's that sign
this
say?
This way to Louisville?
Yeah.
All right.
There we go. And you just fucking.
We're getting closer.
Rock and roll with it. As soon as it says this way to Louisville, boom.
Well, I guess I know who'll be
just
driving.
Just listen to the Dumb and Dumber soundtrack as we go.
Yeah. What was that
if
sign?
If you don't love me, I'll kill myself.
Yeah, no, I'm with it. I'm all in that. Shit, we even need a van.
Done. Chris has got one.
Chris has got a fucking
shit. He's got a mystery machine.
Let's just go to Louder Than Life this year. Let's go to the festival.
Okay, all right. Fuck.
Yeah.
Let's go, hey, dude.
Fucking write off, buddy.
Wait, sorry, that's a different company. Not different thing. Everybody.
Yeah, nothing.
Research development.
R&D. R&D.
R&D. Everything's a write-off when you live in here.
Yeah.
This is R&D.
Yeah, this is R&D. Don't worry about it. Yeah. What does that mean?
Nothing. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Shut up.
Oh, good show. we got some good shows coming up. By the time you hear this, it will be planned. This coming Sunday, so you have about 5 days. So,
not even that.
Sometimes
drops.
It'll be Tuesday.
Most people have been listening to it after the point, but you know,
7 days. You got 7 days, ho.
from now,
5 from the time you hear it now.
7 days.
It was like Fire Camino,
like the ring shit.
Handbag being Handbag's friend.
Hold on. We don't know this person's name. What? Just Handbag.
You don't know
friend?
Handbag me?
No, I know Ham. Oh, but I'm okay. Talking about
it's on my phone that's recording.
Handbag's friend.
And his, well, yeah, that's okay. What it's called.
Gabby.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
All right, Handbag's friend. Fuck it. I'm with it.
There we go.
Check it out. I don't mean no.
No disrespect. No making fun or anything. I'm just, you know,
that's my bad.
Sorry. Just forgetful. That's all it is.
I'm just dumb.
Yeah. I mean, you got a lot on your plate.
There's quite a bit.
It's got a lot of things noodling around up there.
There was a whole ass burger and some onion rings on there.
Hey, shout out to fucking
Walk-ons
in Tuscaloosa, Kilda. Man. They did it. They did that thing today. Hooked us up some badass steak handlers. they
got the 24 ounces and they ain't supposed to get them in there. They don't. Bud Lights.
We're not supposed to
only give 12.
They're supposed to serve these out like this.
These are supposed to come in flight cups.
Yeah. We should have just gotten shots.
Yeah.
I knew it right when we sat down and I could tell he was the manager. I was like,
he came up walking, talking to us. We were like, yeah.
Just seemed a little irritated.
He partied a little too much last night.
Yeah, he was a little sweaty.
Yeah, he was all good. He's like, man, I'm tired. I ain't going to sleep yet.
And I felt that in my soul. I was staring at the draft, and I was like, I couldn't make out everything.
He's like, man, you got a beer menu or something? He's like, no.
No.
I'm like,
shit.
What you got? What's on the other side?
It's basically the same shit.
Yeah.
He's the most honest fucking manager ever.
He was cool. I had no problem with him.
Yeah.
Hooked us up.
He did hook us up.
Hooked y'all up with some beers.
Yeah.
Could have gave me a fucking, what did they give me? A mugshot? A quesadilla? Or
chips and queso?
Yeah. Could have gave me a chip and queso, right, man.
No, they had everything you wanted on the menu.
Dude, the red beans and rice. Are fucking top tier.
Nice.
For a chain restaurant. Yeah. Dude, I ain't never in my life. I've been like, oh, fuck.
Better than Popeye's?
Yes. I like Popeye's. Barely.
Hey, Popeye's red beans right here.
Popeye's bad.
Popeye's got them sides, man.
Yeah. you can get a large order of red beans and rice at a Popeye's and a 6-pack of biscuits.
Oh, yeah.
And that's all you need for lunch, bro. Yeah, that's all you need.
That's where it's at. Where is that for real?
But you know, you were talking about music earlier. I've kind of switched it up a bit, dude. I've been listening to fucking crazy EDM, womp womps, the womp somps, and the boomps boomps, and the bass drops, you know.
Boots and pants.
I find I really like it to be very aggressive.
Yeah, it like can the, be. The I more, mean, especially the when, more, they, when, they, when it drops.
The more aggressive, the more I like it.
Hell yeah.
Beep, when they're like,
he wants to hear some damn dubstep.
Coolest light shows ever.
They are. Hey, I ain't gonna lie. I accidentally walked through a damn Bass Nectar concert, and I was like, what the fuck is this?
Bass Nectar is one of the best.
Dude. Yeah, and I was not mad that I stopped. I was like, thank you. This is nice.
Fuck it. What? Oh, I gotta hit the button.
He's like,
it's fucking crazy.
We're trying to figure this shit. He's like, man, because he giving me too many steps. He can't do that.
I want that, man.
He can't get that far with it.
It's like got fucking 48 beats.
You got a combination. You got to put a damn passcode in.
You got to put your fucking. You got to give it a sample. Stool sample.
The thumbprints for payment.
Yeah. This is connected to your Cash App.
That was a 30-second rip.
That's gonna be tree fitty. At least.
That was on Jeremy.
How long has that thing lasted, Jeremy? Let's talk about that fucking months for a second. Right.
3 months?
Yeah, I was gonna say you have.
I don't hit it much. I hit it about once a week.
Just once a week? That's like
about on Sunday.
Here. Yeah, here.
On Sunday.
Yeah, about right now.
Once a week hits you the whole week. I wish. I wish it worked for me like that. Let me see that thing again. Maybe I do need this.
I don't know.
You only need it once a week. Shit.
Hey, let's give a little shout out to the old the Mad GTI too for keeping up with two V8s today.
Oh yeah, they was just playing out there on what was that, 69?
Yeah, yeah. Right past Lurleen Wallace. Yeah,
yeah, whatever you call it.
Yep, yeah, going out towards that way.
And there's what was it?
It was a Corvette and a Mustang GT. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a stupid.
It was stupid. I was like, "Hey, I saw it. I saw me calling." Yeah. I was like, "Look, we got a Corvette and a Mustang. Y'all want to see this shit? Let's go!" And I just right there with it.
Yeah, and we was just straight tooling too.
Yeah, I looked down, I was like, "Oh damn, we're going 105." let me slow down a little bit here.
I see why you only need about one screw.
got that old shit in it. Got that 3 month stuff in it.
Yeah, it needs to be well
hydrated. It's time to re-up.
Shit.
Yeah, take your time.
I didn't need
to. You gotta finesse it. You gotta be.
Get some water.
Yeah. Thank you, Liquid Death.
For nothing.
For
nothing.
One day we'll thank you for something. Wink, wink.
That probably wouldn't be.
Fucking sponsor everybody else, assholes.
They make energy drinks now. Apparently. I haven't tried them yet. I'm kind of curious about that, though.
What do they call that?
It's Liquid Death. Energy. I don't know. Nothing, I don't know what kind of crazy names I'm going to have for it, though.
German vasectomy.
Sparkling energy.
Sparkling energy.
Is that what it is?
That's what they call them. Yeah. I don't know. They've
already got the sparkling waters and stuff, so now they're going to do something.
We were talking about the Mad Dogs.
Oh, yeah, Mad Dog 2020.
If I had that phone that was recording, I would show you. No, this is a 16-ounce can of Mad Dog 2020.
Okay.
With some three different flavors, 69, like a club tail. And these flavors look good as fuck.
Don't do that.
A Mad Dog.
Man. Don't do that to people.
Hey, they done sold out of everything but watermelon.
Don't give them good flavors of Mad Dog. You'll have a whole new generation fucked up.
Man, that's what he's hoping for.
Where's that Wild Irish Rose at?
That's what he needs.
You got any of that Wild Irish Rose in here? And it's like a fucking 28-year-old kid.
It sounds like he doesn't smoke.
He doesn't smoke any Newports his whole life. You got any of that Wild Irish Rose back there, man? Can I see your ID?
I didn't create that.
Yeah, you just peddle it to the people. You don't create it. You just peddle it. Nothing wrong with it. I'd do it.
He's like, fine. Yeah. If they don't do it, I'll do it. Way to go there, John. Yeah. Contradict yourself in the same.
No, I'd do it.
In the same segment.
I don't even like drinking, but I'd do it.
Like, fuck it. Bring back Pikachu car.
No. No, if I did that, I would want to get the N to type in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. At least.
Because the type N comes in a 6-speed manual, turboed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you do it. How you do it all day.
My old buddy had one. Yeah, That was a Hyundai. Yeah, it's still three doors and weird as shit.
Yeah.
Do you remember my three-door weird car?
I think he met you like right after that.
Right after.
Yeah, I think right after all that period of time.
I was probably still, well, I got a DUI charge pending. Yeah. Oh, drunk me.
Good times, though. Good times.
I've been writing that shit about John, and somebody said it'd be a good guess. That's a Big John. Hey, Big John from the radio. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Wait, what? Oh, Alan isn't a radio.
99.9. I was like, oh, I know who that is.
Yeah.
And then we did the first episode in the studio.
Yeah.
It's like I wasn't allowed into the recording part of it.
And I don't know why. It was so fucking, well, I was the only person there. I was like, you can't come in here. Like, you were going to see something fucking secret.
Y'all had to do the podcast in the bathroom. It was wild, man. shit was crazy.
It did, like, the conference room. But I always thought that was bizarre as shit.
Weirdest shit ever. I only did it because I was told I had to.
Damn.
Like, you can't come in here. I'm like, why?
Why the fuck does that matter?
Because I said so. I'm like, okay. Hey, man, you can't come back here. Why not? Because I don't know. Because, yeah. Hold on, I'll be right there. I miss my fucking red mic condom. I had
Tell us more, John. Please.
Yeah. I had a whole.
What the hell?
Go ahead, man.
I had a whole.
All right.
I had a whole box of them, dude.
Please elaborate. We're all wondering
so,
what a mic condom is. You talking about right. The damn little fuzzy
the
thing
fuffs.
You put out?
Yeah, the fuffs.
Yeah, okay. Now, that sounds a little bit more.
That's what we called them, was mic condoms.
The mic condom. Okay, it makes sense. But damn.
And then COVID came, dude.
And you need them all of them.
They
wore them bitches out, didn't you?
they had to ask us what color we wanted.
So yeah, everybody had their own colors.
Everybody
so you knew.
Had their own color. Yeah. So you know whose yeah. white condoms
well,
are
that makes
white.
Sense. It makes sense, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't get green, Josh. Yeah.
Somebody else had already.
Oh, damn. Somebody else had called green. That makes me mad for you.
I know. Well, I was still playing with the idea that blue was my favorite color.
Oh, okay.
Then. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, no, it was wild as shit because after I would use mine, I would hide it.
Reuse that bitch? Reuse it?
No, we couldn't reuse them. They would count.
Hide it so for whenever the just, pandemic's over.
No, I would just hide it. All somewhere. In the office. And I'm sure they're still finding little red mic condoms in that motherfucker.
Who the fuck had a red? Wow. Fun times. Fun times. Fucking COVID. We lived through that. Just to let y'all know. In case you didn't know, we lived through that.
There was a thing called mic condoms invented.
Yeah.
Mic condoms. Very cool.
Mine would have glue in the dark.
Speaking of like
flavored. Red.
Like last week we kind of referenced Grind, right?
Yeah, Grind 2's coming up.
Like just to kind of go back to the era, I mean, Jason Statham, Brad Pitt, Benicio Del Toro.
So is Brad Pitt considered an action actor now, or is he just...
But this is like 1998.
Well, no, I'm asking that for...
Snatch.
Reality
Snatch
time.
Is the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Snatch, and Jason, he kind of narrates it, you know, you don't want to be in the pocket, and it's how a damn dog, and you just
dags.
Watch it.
The dags.
Bare knuckle, boxing, gypsy, king, Brad Pitt. And
yeah. I mean, honestly, it's up there with Fight Club and me.
It's,
to be honest with you.
Man, it's a great movie.
It's up there with it.
If you ain't seen it, or if you Been a while since you seen it. Check it out.
Yeah, rewatch it. It's worth a rewatch if you've already watched it, and it's worth a watch if you haven't watched it.
Same vein, like Green Street Hooligans. You remember that?
Yeah.
I don't remember that one.
Good film. It's a soccer film. It's like it's got Elijah Wood. He had like he was in college in America, like Boston University. He was like chasing his dream, and his roommate was like the governor's kid, and well, he had a cocaine issue.
Hell yeah.
He framed Frodo, Elijah, with the charge, and so he practically just said fuck it and left the country, moved over to England where his sister was, and she's married. They kind of moved in, and he kind of got involved with like the underground like soccer scene. Of like where they kind of meet up to fight Green Street Hooligans.
Okay.
It's a cool movie. If you ain't ever seen it, don't watch Green Street Hooligans 2.
That's kind of like don't watch SLC Punk. Don't watch SLC Punk 2.
I bet. No, I mean, hell, I honestly ain't gonna lie. That was like Matthew Lillard's like best role ever, yeah. To be honest with you, in my opinion. I mean, he killed that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I just watched Killing Them Softly. I was on a Brad Pitt kick.
The Fugees documentary?
No. It's got Brad Pitt in this movie. It's got the dad.
Just was, playing.
The God. Brad from Step Brothers.
Yeah.
He was in it. It's got, I think, a fucking guy from Blow, Johnny Depp's dad. He was the guy that... Didn't he win a damn Grammy over the movie, Killing Them Softly?
Probably, maybe.
He got his teeth kicked in.
Yeah,
You remember this movie?
Oh, yeah.
I would say, like, everybody obsesses over Scorsese and, like, the kind of mafia style, like, pretty cool kind of mafia-esque style movie, if you ain't never seen it. It's kind of older movie now, but pretty good one. Tubi, it's free.
Love Tubi.
Hey, you can't go wrong with TV. You really can't. And if you ain't got no money, if you got a TV and you got internet, you got Tubi. That's all I got
to
say.
And all you
got
to do to save your spot in the films is
create an account.
Put in your email.
Yeah, and I still haven't done that yet.
You got to do that.
I know, but I still hadn't. I mean, I'm okay with that because I don't mind starting it over.
You get all sorts of new movies when you sign in, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's true.
Wow. I've been missing out.
Yeah, there's even more on Tubi once you
even
sign
more once you have an account. Damn. Yeah. So you ain't even got to have an account. You still got some good shit.
I'm wondering about that list. So when they build that number, is that when the... Are they going to finally hit us with that prize?
Nope. It's done. They
ain't got no card on file.
They done. they ain't got no way to charge. And if they start charging, then why would you keep it?
Exactly. Just disconnect.
Be like, this was cool, free. I don't know if I want to pay for it or not.
I mean, how do they do
it? I would probably pay for it.
Yeah, Tubi's going to be one of those ones that everything
like
rolls into. It's going to have everything. It'll have HBO. It'll have Disney. It'll have anything. Peacock. It'll have it all built into it for one flat rate of $19.99.
Yeah,
just a shitload of commercials.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
Just like regular TV, you know. I was talking with one of my bosses at work, and he's like, you know, after I got Hulu Live and Paramount Plus and Amazon Prime, I'm paying just as goddamn much as I was when I had satellite.
That's right. That's the whole point. We've talked about this. We've been here. We've been down this road before.
Yeah, I told him, I'm like, you're paying for the same shit.
He's history
like,
repeats itself.
I got rid of my Dish because... I didn't want to watch. I was paying for a whole bunch of shit I wasn't watching, and I'm like, "Yeah, right. Now you're paying for
now
a whole
bunch
of shit
you're not
watching."
Exactly.
Yep.
So that goes. That goes.
I'm like, let me get that Hulu Live login, Obra.
That's right, man. That's really why I like this segment of the show. Is like we can kind of give you something free, and like it's got some cool. Maybe you ain't never seen it, but like it's an older movie, or it's
check
just
it out.
It's cool, man.
Check it out. For real.
Kind of give you something.
Yeah. If you just ain't got nothing to do and you were like, hey, I remember this movie these motherfuckers were talking about.
And then you already know how it's going to be.
That's right. We done told you in the movie.
Because we done told you on Porch Talk. You already know how it's going to be.
That's right.
I was,
We done told you.
I've been watching Cops. Live PD.
Like in his rear view.
Yeah. All right.
No, dude, like the fucking TV Preach. Show. No, dude, know your enemy.
Like, just know how they work.
Shit. Okay, then. Kind of how they think.
Shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, dude, that shit is great to fall asleep to. Because sometimes you
sleep to. Like, I love to sleep to the sound of sirens and gunshots.
Yeah, yeah, and screaming and all kind of. Crazy.
It ain't my baby daddy.
Like, man, it's
so, I watched Cheaters for a while, man. I've been watching this free TV shit on my TV, right? And it's just this whole bunch of fucking weirdo shit, like unsolved mysteries.
Hey, I get it, man. I get it. Cause, I mean, I listen to metal because it calms me. So I get it. I go there with you. Yeah.
I go to sleep and it's Cops Reloaded on. I wake up and it's Unsolved Mysteries going dun 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 dun.
Let me tell you something.
And then I'm like, I wake up again and it's fucking Cheaters. That ain't my baby.
No, let me at him. Let me at him. Get him.
Oh hell no.
You win the wonder.
It's great, dude. It's, you wake up to something different every time.
Yeah. It's almost like waking up back in the early 2000s.
Yeah, when you're watching TV.
You're waking up and you have a weird-ass fucking infomercial or Girls Gone Wild.
There's no Girls Gone Wild commercials on any of the streaming services.
Well, not anymore, no. That's not the thing.
I miss the Girls Gone Wild commercials. I'd be scrolling through. Scrolling.
And, flipping channels.
And that's when I knew it would be time to go to bed.
Like, uh-oh.
Oh, time to go to bed.
Uh-oh.
No, that's because after the Girls Gone Wild commercials went off, fucking stupid, like, church, like, old school church would come on.
They'll let you know. But like, you know, I see what you just saw.
I know what you've been doing.
I know what you was doing. You paid $9.99.
Yeah, you know you did. You know you called that 1-800 number.
And then they upped you to $19.99 to get three videos.
I'll send you a personalized Bible for $39.99.
Bro.
I think John actually called it.
I had a homie that called it, dude, and got the videos.
Yeah, yeah.
What did they say?
He's still under his bed right now. On VHS.
Now I don't have to pay for that anymore.
Hell no. Yeah.
Now you have to fucking break the VHSs apart and play them through film now, though.
He's like, Dad, break it down and play it on fucking 9mm.
Yeah. I think they shut that shit down. They let them do that anymore.
They did. They definitely did that. Yeah. That was good times, though. Good times. I was back. I remember playing 007 to about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Have y'all seen?
And you either got Girls Gone Wild or the Ultimate Grill or some shit.
Or This Is Music. No.
Have y'all seen, like, those, like, AI videos? It's like, it'll be like an AI video of, like, a lot of times it's food. I'm ground beef. Right?
Yeah.
Or what? It'll be like a part of your body, like, I am your liver, and this is what happens when you do. Da, 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 da. And then I had one pop up the other day, and I clicked on it, and it was like, I don't know what organ it was, like the gallbladder or something, and like it was hooked to like a health, like a alcoholic problem. It might have been the liver. And when I clicked on the video to watch it, because I was like, I just want to hear it. It was like, what are the dangers? What is this video about? You know?
Yeah.
And then I got a DM from him. It's like, thanks so much for reaching out. If you have a problem, please don't. Hesitates for a child. I was like, oh my God. No.
And now every ad I have is for
you'll send you one every like 3 weeks. You'll be like, hey,
buddy.
Hey, man.
I
accidentally tapped on you. I'm so sorry.
DMs are cooked.
Yeah,
DMs are cooked.
Now.
They're cooked.
Yeah, that's bad. It's bad. Well, speaking of AI, well, something that I thought was AI there for a second, but it's not. Have y'all seen the new pictures of Megan Fox like floating around there?
Mm-mm.
Oh my goodness gracious alive! If y'all haven't seen this yet, mm-mm. She's back. She's in charge. She's where it's at. And apparently, They're coming out with a Jennifer's Body too.
Fuck yeah!
And I'm happy about that. That'll be really, yeah.
Dime
really awesome.
Of the week, he says.
Oh, that's dime of the month. Well, I mean, we've done her many times before, but you know, but now she's body. Got that. I mean, she ain't gonna lie. She had more cake than a fat couple at a wedding.
Fair enough.
Just how it goes. That's how it goes. I mean, I'm surprised you haven't seen it yet because it's been all over the place.
Jennifer's body.
I don't really do the internet much.
Good. Come Good on, for John. You. Good for you.
Good for I mean, you. The only thing I jump on the internet to start some shit, and then I leave.
Yeah. Hey, I'm on it just to observe. I rarely post. It's every now and then. It's like, bloop. And then a couple of more months later, bloop.
Start some shit.
That's all we do. Now, you go on there and just stir it up.
You're start going. Some shit. Post a picture on Instagram, disappear.
And then 18-hour Snapchat.
Yeah, fuck you motherfuckers.
It's like, I got to find whatever I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Well, I would like to take a break of... Have one with us. We're going to go watch the new Fear Factor. Get caught up on Fear Factor. And this will do it.
Break right one here. Off. Break one off.
Peace.
Here we go, guys.
To go when I have to die. I'd like to fall asleep in a dream of your mind. Drift down your canyons. They're so vast and wild. synapse snapping your back. Flesh, blood, and wine. I feel like I have been around here before. Deja vu, waking up on the bathroom floor. I've seen hell, I've seen God, and I'm just fine. With leaving the both of them behind. Fall asleep in your mind for the rest of eternity. Fall asleep in your mind. I'd like to stay there permanently.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.